Once again, I'm J.J. Hardigan. Glad that you're able to make us a part of your evening in Jackrabbit women's basketball. Ready to roll tonight. Let's take a look at the starting lineups who will be helping the Jackrabbits get to a better state with tonight's starting lineups brought to you by State Farm. Get to a better state with State Farm. Well, South Dakota State, under the 14-year tutelage of head coach Aaron Johnston, will have the same starting lineup that we're used to seeing this evening. Gabby Bulver, the 5'8 junior out of Worthington, Minnesota, will be at the guard position tonight, along with 5'10 senior out of Pierce, South Dakota, number 15, Steph Pollock. Joining her on the floor will be a 6-foot junior out of Lino Lakes, Minnesota, number 24, Megan Watashik, along with a 6-foot senior out of New Prague, Minnesota, number 14, Hannah Strop. And last but not least, the 6'1 junior out of Princeton, Minnesota, number 40, Mariah Claren, getting the tip tonight for South Dakota State. They'll be in their blue road uniforms with white lettering and yellow trim, with the UTEP Miners tonight in their white home uniforms, dark blue lettering and orange trim. And their starting lineup looks like this under the tutelage of head coach Keitha Adams, a career 360 and 200 losses in her 18-year career, but at UTEP a 234 career win record, 164 career losses in 13 seasons as the UTEP head coach. Her starting lineup tonight will look like this, a 5'9 sophomore out of Dallas, Texas, number 2, and a guard, Kamisha Turner. The second guard in this lineup, a 5'6 senior out of DeSoto, Texas, number 3, Kelly Willingham. And a 5'10 junior out of Houston, Texas, also out of guard, number 32, Krishana Parker. The forward in this game, a 6'1 senior out of El Paso, Texas, number 5, Kayla Thornton. And in the center circle, number 14, a 6'4 redshirt senior, Christine Vitola. Well, it'll be UTEP to get the starting tip tonight, and they will work from left to right on your radio dial. Ball quickly into the right corner. The Miners trying to work it inside, getting it to their post player, Vitola. Her shot off the iron, no good, out of bounds, off the hands of UTEP. And South Dakota State will get the ball here now with their first offensive look of the night, 16 seconds into this ball game. Gabby Bulver will bring it up for South Dakota State, getting it into the right wing to Pollock. She'll swing it into the left wing, back to Bulver in that left corner. She drives baseline, stops, turns around, gets it back to the top of the key to Claren. Claren swinging it around into the right wing. Pollock now with 12 on the shot clock. Finds Strop, top of the key. Inside to Claren, left side of the paint. Back outside. Bulver for three from the left wing is good. Gabby Bulver, who struggled from three-point land in this WNIT tournament, shooting just 22% from long distance. But she gets the... here on the road. One road team has already won, heading to the WNIT championship with Rutgers defeating South Florida 62-52. Jack's trying to join them here shortly. Ball in the left wing, three for the UTEP Miners, and it's good. Off the hands of Kelly Willingham, the 5'6 senior out of DeSoto, Texas. First three of the day, and it's all tied up at three apiece. Ball in the left wing, Bulver trying to get it into the left corner to Watasha. Gets tipped out of bounds. 18:45 left to go here in this first half. 3-3 your score. South Dakota State getting the ball going from the top of the key again. Bulver setting up the offense, crossing over between her legs. Now getting a screen from Strop. She drives right side of the paint, bounces it to Claren inside, and Bulver with the assist. As Claren finishes it off with her first points of the night, South Dakota State back out in front by 2 at 5-3. Miners with the ball, 18:24 left to go. They've got it in the left wing here in the WNIT Final Four. Jacks on defense playing man-to-man. Ball in the right wing, Willingham lobbing it to the right post. Inside is Vitola. It's taken away, though, by the Jacks. Bulver into the front court all by herself. Has to slow things down now, swinging it into the left wing to Pollock. Pollock finding Watashik in the right corner. Back to Strop, top of the key. They work it inside again. Claren with a spin move inside the lane, finishing it off with a right-handed layup. Mariah Claren with back-to-back buckets inside the paint. As head coach Aaron Johnston said, they wanted to get the inside game working early tonight here against UTEP. Claren with 4 of her team's 7 points in the Jacks' lead by 4. Ball on the left wing, 3 from Thornton. That one off the iron, no good. Vitola with the rebound. She'll get it to the guard, Krishana Parker, who resets the offense with 17:33 left to go. Parker, a junior out of Houston, Texas, handing it off now to Kelly Willingham, the DeSoto, Texas native. She gets it to the free throw line. Kamisha Turner inside the lane. Back to Thornton, left corner for three again. Off the iron, no good, but Vitola with another offensive rebound. The bucket is good, and the foul. She'll go to the line. They're going to say Gabby Bolver, I believe, got a hand on the face of Vitzola. No, they're going to say it's Hannah Stropp. Excuse me, Stropp picking up her first personal. I believe. We're going to have to double check on that one. In fact, it is on Bolver. I beg your pardon. Bolver picks up the first team foul of the night. Free throw attempt on the way is good for Christine Vitzola, a redshirt senior out of Riga, Latvia. There are a few imports on this team, and we'll talk more about that in a moment as Pollock gets the ball in the right wing. 1 point Jackrabbit lead. Stropp from the free throw line. Her 15-foot jumper is good. Stropp with the assist, and it's 9-6. Jacks with a three-point edge on the road here against UTEP in the early goings. Under 17 minutes left to go. Ball in the left wing. Miners looking inside. That's Parker backing up with Tashik inside the lane. Her shot too strong off the iron. Loose, recovered by the Miners. Another offensive rebound, already their third of the game. As they reset the offense now to the top of the key. Willingham for three, and that one's good. Willingham ties the game at 9 apiece here with 16:30 left to go here in the first half. Stropp wants a three from the right wing. Good! Anna Stropp knocking it down and silencing this crowd of 12,000 inside the Don Haskins Center here in El Paso. 12-9, South Dakota State with the lead. UTEP with the ball again. Willingham in the right wing, guarded by Bolver. Man-to-man defense for South Dakota State. 16:05 to go. Bolver gets a tip of the ball. Now tips it again as the Latvian native Christine Vitzola tried to pass it into the top of the key. Watashik into the front court. Right-handed layup is good. Nifty ball handling work there by Watashik to get around her defender. And the Jacks now lead 14-9. This crowd kind of stunned here right now in El Paso. With under 16 minutes left to go. Media timeout coming up at the next stoppage in play. Ball in the right corner right now. Turner back to the top of the key to Willingham. Swings it around to Thornton from the left wing. Shot no good. Ball's loose at the top of the key and rebounded by UTEP. It'll be Turner in the right wing getting it down low to Thornton. Sure turnaround blocked, but a foul on the play. They're going to call that on Mariah Claren. And we'll have two free throws coming up after our media timeout. 15-24 on the Dakota Bank scoreboard. South Dakota State leading UTEP 14-9. Back with more after the break on the Jackrabbit Sports Network from Learfield Sports.